Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
What does giraffe sound like?
Great job on the sounds, Will. Appreciate that. Keeping it up. Welcome to the club. We are here. It's a Monday.
These almond roca bites are phenomenal.
Oh, you are turning into Isaac and Souk right in front of me. They nonstop eat that almond roca. And I think they've been doing it for months.
There was so much almond roca here. I can't tell you how much almond roca I've taken from the station.
I mean, they just put it in like a big old basket on the counter in the break kitchen. We've got a kitchen area.
We
that's
had a
our
popcorn at a point, like an almond roca popcorn that was circulating. It was so good.
Oh, man. Got lots planned for the club, but we had a text come in that I actually love this, so we can throw this into the club as well. Club question on the Vancouver Ford text line. You get to eat only the cuisine of one continent for an entire month. What do you choose? Now, I'm tempted to say, let's change this to country, because I do feel like continent is a little bit... Like, North America, you've got so many options that I don't feel like, you know, Mexico's food's going to jive with, like, the United States' options. Like, if I'm looking at, like, Europe, for instance, I can get, you know, Swedish food, Italian food, all kinds of food roll into one, so...
Well, what's American food?
Like, yeah, that's also a good question. Apple pie and hot dogs?
Like, yeah.
Because that's actually a crappy... No thanks. If that's a representation for us, then I'd like something better.
Weren't wings, like, made in Buffalo? Like,
wings were, yes.
Okay, so there's wings.
So we got buffalo wings.
Yeah, that's we'd have to really talk about what American cuisine is. Because think about all the cool stuff that we love about America.
Yeah.
Pizza.
See,
Italian.
But
nachos. Mexican.
What is stuffed crust pizza? Because I am a massive...
It's still pizza.
Exactly, but it wasn't invented. Stuffed crust was not invented in Italy. It was invented in America. I believe Pizza Hut actually patented that, and that's why it took like 20 years for other companies to figure out the technology or pay the whatever, the fee to get the
Sorry, the scientists at Pizza Hut created that?
Shut up.
Scientists at Pizza Hut.
They have food
R&D.
Scientists.
That's right, they engineered it. You're right, the scientists.
There are literal food scientists that they employ.
Please address the scientists on Scientist Day.
You know what, dude?
All right, man.
They have to have biotech degrees to do that job. They are scientists.
Yeah, I'm sure the kid in high school has a biotech degree.
I'm
sure Steve, working down at the local Pizza Hut is killing it in the science department.
Talking about the food scientist.
Probably working his way through school.
There's a lot of potheads then that are claiming science to be scientists.
I know some really smart potheads though. Super smart. Probably could be a scientist.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk.
There you go. That's one.
He's not a pothead. Sure. He smoked a joint once or a blunt once on Joe Rogan's
In the 70s, he'd be classified Reefer Madness, bro.
Wait.
Read up, man.
I've seen the documentary from the 30s, Reefer Madness, but I don't know what you're talking about other than that.
Scientists wouldn't do that.
Watch the movie? I don't even know. You're going right over my head with this.
No, he wouldn't use performance enhancers like that. No self-respecting scientist would do that.
Do you think weed is considered a performance enhancer for scientists?
In general, I
Depends
don't think
Depends on
it
the
is.
Science.
It, to quote
We've
Rob,
all got a little bit smarter, asked ourselves a few questions that we maybe wouldn't have asked ourselves otherwise if we weren't
the food
smoking
science,
hashish.
The food sciences, I would agree, would that would be an improvement.
There was a joke by Robin Williams, rest in peace, one of his very funny stand-up bits, talking about, I can't remember the name of the Olympian snowboarder, but he had his gold medal taken away from him because of a marijuana test. And I remember Robin kind of just leaning into, like, no, that's absolutely by no means a performance enhancer, unless there's a chocolate bar that's like gigantic size at the bottom of the run or something. There's no way that's an actual performance enhancer. I mean, I guess by that stress, like NBA guys smoking weed because they don't test for that now in the NBA and NFL. That's a technical performance enhancer, right?
Is it?
It's not. It's not.
Because hooping would make it harder depending on who you are.
Well, that's the thing. Some people, we're all different, right? There's no standard level here, so.
I've tried to play stoned one time in my life, a couple times in my life, and it was awful. Like, god awful. Like, the worst basketball player you ever want to see in your life when I was stoned. There are some people that, man, they play so much better. I have a buddy who was like, man, everything slows down for me. And I was like, that's crazy because
that's good for you.
Everything slows down for me, but I'm going slow with it, so it doesn't help.
I feel like he just has talent because that's happened. I've had those moments where I'm on the court where like maybe once or twice in my life everything slowed down. And it was just because like it all came together for me. And I'm like, is this how pro athletes feel all the time?
Playing with those seventh graders at the park, man. You know what I'm saying? Got on the court and everything was just slow motion for me. It'd be like that.
Oh, what, with the seventh graders? You're like Dwight Schrute knocking out those kids in the dojo?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. You shouldn't have came over here to play.
So I don't really know as far as continents and food what I'd pick. One texter says it's Asia, and it's not close, that there would be a lot of good options there. That you're not wrong.
I'm thinking about Asia is...
Sushi?
We're going to go ahead and just eliminate Europe now. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
No Italian?
Well, see, but I would love Italian, and I guess, I don't know, what's the fair in Amsterdam? What do they eat there? Because you can go there and smoke. That's a positive.
Well, and
but I don't know what the cuisine is.
What are they known for
in Germany?
What are they known for in the Netherlands?
Weed and prostitutes. I don't know what the food, I don't think they're known for food.
Sign me up for the Netherlands,
then. I was like, I don't think those are foods.
Well,
it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, one of them kind of could be considered if you're, depending, I don't know. No, but the Italian thing, I'd love some good pizza, but I love stuffed crust pizza. And I grew up, that's probably still my favorite food to this day, other than like maybe a good chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah,
chicken stuffed with blue cheese and ham, or cheese and ham, whichever you want to do. Yummy.
I'd probably end up going South America. I mean, I feel like there'll be some pretty good food. Anytime I've been, you know, South America, that's... Food has been awesome. So that's the one worry that I never had. I was in Europe and lost weight because I couldn't. I was in London. It was like, everything was gross.
No dino nuggies?
No. Then got to Germany and everything was equally as gross, at least just for me. Not saying all the food is nasty, but at least for me it was. I'm probably going to go ahead and say South America.
Does Mexico, is that like Central America? Are we doing that?
No, that's not a continent. It's North. See, this is what I'm saying. This comes
first
the problem.
First, we have to go through the figure out our continents again. So.
No, there is no Central American continent.
I know, but people talk about North, South, and Central America because there is a clear difference between Canada and Mexico.
I guess Mexico is still considered North America?
Yeah, so if we're saying like North America, you're cutting the line off down at like Panama or whatever, then I'm taking North American food because I love Mexican food. I love buffalo wings. Like, I love those types of foods. Totally cool with it. Let's stay there. But if you're saying, like, hey, we're going to split it into Central America, well, then I'm going to go to Central America. I want the Latin American food.
So I guess that's the big question is, like, that's what we're trying to figure out. What is American food? Like, something that we can say it's, like,
large
pretzels?
But pretzels are German,
aren't
they?
No, everything for America is done in bulk, in excess. So everything is that much bigger. You know, we've seen all those things to where it's like, oh, I went to a KFC in Japan, and this is what I got. This was their large, which was a 12-ounce cup.
Here,
and then American's large is a 64-ounce cup, you know, so.
Did we get barbecue? We got to get barbecue.
We have to get barbecue.
And like buffalo wings.
Who invented barbecue? Like, which country invented
barbecue? Well, I mean, there's Korean barbecue, but there's a clear line of delineation barbecue.
Which continent was the first to put fire to meat?
We have
and
it.
Say, this is barbecue.
Back then, I don't know who first called it barbecue.
We got to figure it out.
But we've got at least four different types. No, I think four, actually. Four types of barbecue here in these United States. You got like Kentucky, or Carolina barbecue, Texas barbecue. I think Kentucky Sweet Barbecue.
Nashville,
yeah. I think the Kentucky one might be wrong.
Or Memphis.
Memphis is that other one. And they all, one's got a little vinegary, I think that's the Carolina one, a little vinegary flavor.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, Texas, I believe it's just straight barbecue as you can get. And then the sweeter one would be like I swear, it's not Kentucky, I gotta look that up. But yeah, Memphis, I believe, has a little bit of spice in that barbecue.
Yeah, a little dry rub and stuff like that. So if barbecue is, I'm sitting here now as I'm searching through my phone trying to figure out a good soul food. I haven't had it for a minute, but like, what's a good soul food spot? What's a good barbecue spot to go to right now? And everywhere is freaking closed. It's Monday. I'm like, why are we closed right now at 5 o'clock, 6
it's
o'clock?
Kansas City barbecue instead of Kentucky barbecue. That's
Kansas
what
City barbecue is fire.
Yeah.
Haven't had Kansas City barbecue. Haven't had authentic Kansas City barbecue, like in Kansas City. However, you know, been able to have some pretty much everywhere else.
One of the lucky natures of being a Central Washington Wildcat was I did play down in Kansas City a couple times.
Oh.
Great barbecue. That's where I discovered burnt ends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So over. I'll tell you what, though. Don't go to an Irish pub and order the brisket. It's a different brisket.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not your American-style brisket. Vancouver 4 text line saying, actually some very helpful tips about like countries and food. American steak and potatoes, burgers and dogs, I would agree. What about Thanksgiving dinner
Aren't
for American
burgers from
food?
Like Hamburg or something like that?
I thought that the sandwich was first invented because the hamburger didn't come out until the sandwich. And the sandwich was invented in the Sandwich Islands, which are Hawaii. So that was, I think, in like the 1500s or 1600s. So the burger came at some point after that. There's an old spot in Connecticut, I believe, that claims they
served
one of
the
first
burgers
in America, or some of the first burgers.
I saw how they made it.
Yeah.
Trash. Oh. No thanks.
Yeah, it does look a little like I need a little bit of sauce on that. I don't need just your flavors and your onions. No thanks.
Yeah,
and I'm a no onions guy for my burger, by the way.
Let's just put some mustard on here, and that's a burger. No thank you.
Slow smoked American barbecue has its roots in West Africa, according to the Vancouver 4 text line. That is something I did not know.
Not shocking, though.
No, but it is not shocking at all. My wife is Dutch. They love black licorice, pickled herring, and kale. Nothing to write home about. Yeah, Dutch is out. Dutch food is out.
Yeah, no, thank you. You lost me when you said black licorice. I can do with the pickled herring. Black licorice, hard pass.
All right, we'll continue this yummy food talk and get into the Southwest Airlines possible change of their boarding process. Could they be getting rid of open seating? That's something that would be a big blow to the airline industry. We'll get to that next in the club here on Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Fan Power!
Getting hungry talking all this food here in the club.
Yeah, just change the subject, but at the same time. Like,
I know, right? And by the way, yeah, the hamburgers we know it invented at Louis' Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut. That is exactly the spot I was referring to.
So New Haven, Connecticut is just inventing everything. Because aren't they like the top pizza spot too?
Are they really?
Are they? I thought
Connecticut is known for having the best, and I believe it's New Haven style.
Huh. I thought New York supposedly, and I'm not claiming this like I believe it, I thought New York had the best style of pizza. But am I...
New Yorkers think everything they have is the best.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just now realizing that the Jets and the Giants suck. Like, seriously, like New York's, oh, New York pizza is the best, so you gotta have a bagel because the water is... Have you had New York water?
I mean, it is funny to think that people defend New York's pizza, but like, you literally have like a nationwide chain in Sbarro that I'm pretty sure started in Brooklyn, New York.
Sbarro sucks.
But see, that's not pizza. But New York has amazing pizza, apparently.
The number one spot, Frank Pepe's, New Haven, Connecticut.
Wow, so they've got the burgers, they've got the pizza. Apparently I need to go to New Haven next time my wife and I are back in Boston visiting her family.
What's the
I'm going to butcher the style name, but it's Napolitana.
Napolitana?
Napolitana style.
What's it consist of?
Is it,
well, let's see. Frank Pepe's has been open 99 years.
That's a true Italian-style pizza then, right?
Yeah, they immigrated, let's see, I'm assuming Frank immigrated to the United States in 1909 from Italy, and then he created his restaurant, and now they have like 7 locations.
All in Connecticut?
I think they're around.
I'm
not really seeing like a... It's a... This Northeastern pizza genre unto its own, and Pepe's is the best of all of them. Freshly shucked, briny little neck clams, an intense dose of garlic, olive oil, oregano, and grated Parmesan atop a charcoal-colored crust. I'm assuming they are wood-fired as well.
I would assume, because that's the authentic way to do it. That sounds amazing. You know, I love the food that we've got here in Portland. We do have amazing options. One thing I feel like we are missing is kind of, we'll have a few. Like, there's a Chicago-style pizza spot in northeast Portland that I like to go visit. It's called Via Chicago. Really good. I would say it's probably the closest thing you're going to get to Chicago pizza here in Portland. But there need to be more of those spots where, like, I get, like, the real authentic Italian food, where I get, like, the real kind of New York-style pizza. There's spots that say it, but you don't really get it unless, like, somebody actually moves from that area.
On this list.
You know?
Number 14.
Uh-oh.
A Pizza Shoals, Portland, Oregon.
A Pizza Shoals, huh? So is really? This, like, authentic Italian style?
They are saying, so this is all coming to you from, what, USA Today? So Pizza Shoals has some of the best pizza in Portland, and it's some of the best north of San Francisco, and that's while using an electric oven. Looks like they only use 3 ingredients and no more than 2 meats per pie.
Oh my God. Mm. Their pies do look really good.
I've never had it.
I've never had it either.
But I'm bad with the Portland food scene. I don't come over here enough.
Oh man. That's the one thing I will give Portland a lot of credit for, is that the food scene here is pretty phenomenal. It depends on what you want. Like, you know, you can go to a street like Alberta Street or Mississippi Street, and you can find a bunch of great restaurants. There's an Italian place called Tartuca, I think it's what it's called. And they have this pizza there that's phenomenal. It has like this lamb sausage on it and everything, and these pickled onions. It is fire. Super fire. You definitely got to try that. And then, you know, if you want good barbecue, if you want all that stuff, up and down places like Mississippi, up and down, you know, Alberta Street, you're bound to find something that you would like, for
gotcha.
Sure.
I got to, like, eventually do that. I've done a lot of, like, bar crawls, and so, like, I've seen the different bar options around. I'm really excited for Saturday. We're going to try, me and my buddies, like, we're going to try and find a spot for, like, Cinco. Like, I know it's not Cinco, but
it's my birthday, actually.
Right?
Cinco de Mayo's my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
They throw a big party for me downtown and everything. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just for you. It's
just
not
for
anyone else.
That must feel
for
so
any
good.
Other.
It really does. It really does.
But that's one. That is one that, I'm a little excited for. We did the same thing for, like, St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day, we went down to, there's a couple different Irish pubs down in Portland that we went and checked out. It was a really good time. So, like, I know that I'm in the wrong for not coming
sure.
across the water. It's just, like, you didn't do it in high school, and then you moved back, so you got all the places that you can go.
If you get a chance, man, like, and I'm sure you probably haven't been there either, go to 9th and Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
There's a store. It's called the, forget the name of the store, Market. We call it Jack's, though. And
Jack's?
So Jack's Chicken, and it's just, like, this little corner store that happens to sell, you know, fried chicken and JoJo's and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Been a
yes,
staple
please.
In Portland for a year. Alberta Street Market. Well, I can't remember the name of it, but some of the best chicken, you know, in Portland. I would say rivals Popeyes, but Popeyes is Popeyes.
Well, they're
you know.
They're also like a global conglomerate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go to Jack's.
I need to find more local eateries. Like, when I don't know about what you guys do with this, but when I go somewhere different, right?
Like, first time trying a new spot.
I'm not eating anything I can get at home or anywhere. Like, if I'm going to a spot, like I went to New York, I'm not trying anything that is a chain in any way. The only chain that I did try when I went to Virginia was Waffle House. Because I'm not going
to
get anywhere.
You got to go to Waffle House.
I'm not going to get anywhere near a Waffle House. Got to try it. Same thing like in Texas with like a Whataburger, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be anywhere near a Whataburger. I got to go do that. But other than that, it is what can I get into that is local? And I'm going to ask locals, like, hey, where do I need to go try? Like, just give me your best restaurant. I don't care if you're like, I don't know that he'll like, you know, Nigerian food. Or I don't know if he'll like, you know, what's going on. We've got a bunch of Spanish food from Spain. Maybe he won't like that. Just give it to me and let me go try it.
Right.
Let me figure it out.
My wife and I have a running list of all of the spots that we've seen that we want to eat at in different cities. Like I'm showing this to Rashad right now. Super smart. We are literally like as we watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or any of the other whatever shows for restaurants on Food Network are. It's always being added to the list if we see something because I'm too ADHD. I'll just forget it, and we've probably got 200 spots to try to hit all around the country, and we'll never get to all of them.
Well, I can't wait till we wrap here because I'm definitely getting food from somewhere.
Yeah, gosh, I got to go get something.
I have a carne asada burrito at home.
Oh, see?
And I was thinking burritos, too.
I had Mexican last night, so I had some lengua tacos and cabeza.
See, there you go.
Awesome.
I've also got some chicken marinating. I'm trying to attempt to learn to cook.
Very good, man.
It's awesome.
That's what you need to do.
It'll take no time at all.
It would be better if I had a cookbook, but I don't have one.
Yes, you do. It's called the internet.
Yeah, dude. That's true.
I got YouTube.
I just don't use that.
You should. It taught me how to make the best eggnog. Alcoholic every Christmas. It's amazing. Just go to YouTube. That's all the help you need. All right, we will get to the policy that Southwest Airlines is changing. They have been the only airline to this point in history that has allowed open seating on their planes. That might change.
Palm Beach Cuban restaurant, eh?
Palm Beach?
Palm Beach.
No, Palm Beach is a good
spot. Palm Beach.
Yes.
Okay.
Palm Beach is
a good spot. Shout out to my guy, Jesse Osman, who let me know about that.
No, my wife, Kendall, loves a good Cubano from there. Oh, my goodness. It's one of our spots we take people out of town to because, like Will said, it's somewhere you can go where you can't get it anywhere else, and that's why we try to bring them there. All right, so, yeah, we'll get into the Southwest Airlines story coming up next. But first, here's Will with a sports update.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna try to make track on the road. I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna die, some kick little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
Will was just telling us off air about a planned trip to Las Vegas this summer. It sounds amazing.
Kind of jealous, actually.
I mean, so what is this called? This is the stadium, what, Rashad, that you're talking about?
So there is a hotel called Circa, which is in downtown Las Vegas, kind of the old town. It's a new hotel. And there is a swimming pool that they have called Stadium Swim. And it's a pool / sports book.
A pool and a sports park.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, there are all these pools, like, kind of like these, you know, almost like, I don't want to call them wading pools, but they're, you know, it's not like a big pool that you'll find at like a Caesars
but
or something like that.
But you can swim.
But you can swim there. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, I got a chance to watch the Kentucky Derby from the pool. There are these cool cabanas that you can kind of rent out to be able to kind of chill there while you also swim. You can order food. You can order alcohol. It was one of the coolest things, and it's the very top of the casino. So it was one of the coolest things I had seen. I got a chance to see the Las Vegas Aces during their Stanley Cup run. And I got a chance to watch the Kentucky Derby. Like, you get a chance to go to Stadium Swim at Circa Hotel. Super cool.
That sounds like the perfect spot for every couple going to
Everybody.
Vegas. I mean, seriously,
Everybody.
So the ladies or the people that don't like gambling can swim, and the dudes or the others that do like gambling can go place their tickets and then walk back out to the cabana with their ciggos or their buddies.
Oh, you need, let me go get you some food or get you some everything.
Oh,
I don't have
God.
To leave the bar. I don't have to leave that section to do that. And if you do get the cabana, you can go ahead and order, you know, food, you know, in bulk or stuff like that for that. So it's a It's an awesome place. They also have this really, I want to say, one of the biggest sports books in the world, or at least in Vegas, at their actual sports book at Circa. Man, it was a super cool hotel. I wasn't expecting it to be in Old Town Las Vegas.
Talk about the best ways to get me to spend my money. Oh,
and
my
Snoop
goodness.
Has a and
that
in Vegas
right there.
Snoop has a hot dog restaurant.
I don't so much care about that.
Random enough. It's actually really good hot dogs. Who knew?
I'm glad. He doesn't need any more branding to I mean, he's selling like six other things already. I don't think he needs a hot dog
it's called
shop.
Hustling, man. It's
hustling?
Called hustling.
Give me a hustling dog.
Snoop is going to make his money regardless. He's selling shape-ups right now for Skechers.
Oh, you mean like when he went smokeless?
Went smokeless, had the whole world thinking Snoop had put down the ganja. Turns out, man,
no.
He was just selling grills.
I literally said that here on Primetime. Isaac had this in the club when it came out. He's like, oh, Snoop's done smoking. I'm like, no, he's not. This is a ploy to sell something. And lo and behold, it was a... It's like, you really think Snoop's going to quit the blunt? No.
Blunts are fun, man.
Blunts
I get
are
it.
Fun.
I get it, man. You know,
it's literally his image. I mean, I know Willie Nelson, because he's very old, doesn't smoke nearly at all anymore. I think he just totally quit.
I don't believe it.
When you get to a certain point, I mean, I think you do kind of trade off, like, do I want to be high or do I want to live longer? Because there is kind of an issue with your lungs as you get to, like, 70 and 80, putting
well,
that stuff
Willie
in there.
Willie's, what, 90? I'm sure he's not thinking about that anymore. He's lived a long, long, profitable life.
One thing that I don't think Willie Nelson ever does is get on airplanes. I believe he does live or hangs out like on that tour bus of his, and when he does go to concerts, it's kind of a roll to that concert like John Madden did, just never got on airplanes. Willie Nelson isn't scared of airplanes, I don't think John Madden was, but yeah, just travels on any way but an airplane, and that's probably smart. It's definitely gotten a bit crazier in the skies, I would say, since the pandemic happened, and with this article from USA Today about Southwest Airlines, and Will, you better listen, or anybody else that has a Southwest Airlines card or likes to fly them, big changes coming your way. Southwest Airlines considering doing away with open single-class seating on its aircraft. If you don't know about Southwest Airlines, they are essentially the only airline that does open seating. They don't do groups of boarding. They essentially let you all on, and it's free-for-all, get your seat. And it's not necessarily been the best practice for some of their customers. Others, Rashad, you were telling me you love Southwest.
Southwest
I love
cool.
Southwest.
And Will yeah. love Southwest.
Yeah, I've been flying
fly
Southwest.
Free. What
I'm,
you mean?
I'm flying Southwest in June to go on the Bachelor Party.
Well, in an interview with CNBC today, their CEO, Bob Jordan, said the company is weighing options for cabin reconfiguration to address its recent revenue shortfall, which is code for, we need more money and we're going to charge you soon. That's essentially what's going to happen. So They do have, I believe, you guys have to correct me on this because I never fly Southwest. They have like one seat available, no extra legroom, but they also, don't they have a couple of rows of like a faux first class? Like it's a little bit wider, it's a little bit more comfortable.
Yes and no.
I don't get to sit there.
I mean, yeah, I don't sit there either. The front, the front of the cabin, like there's going to be the very front row, you're going to have more legroom. And then if you are in an exit row, that's, you know, the middle class, first class. Aside from that, I mean, it's pretty much a normal plane. It's all pretty much the same, which is kind of the beauty of it. It's why I always like to fly Southwest. It's cheaper. I can afford it. And I'm not flying, like, really across the country. So, like, let's just get under our seat and I'll watch a movie for 2 hours and then I'll land where I need to be.
I don't know about you. When I fly, I'm a Tylenol PM type of guy.
Just knock yourself
out.
Sleep.
I can't sleep.
I don't want to be awake for any of this stuff. I want to wake up and be there.
Unfortunately, I can't do it. I just download an action movie. I do, like, The Expendables or Extraction.
Yeah, I have to watch stuff. I'll try to get work done, but then I'll just get too distracted because it's just not a great space to get work done unless you have elbow room like you're in first class, which costs too much money. So I just end up watching stuff.
I pop two Tylenol PM just as I'm boarding. They call my section. I'll take those. I'm standing in line. By the time I'm in my seat, we get ready to take off. I'm getting a little sleepy here. Wake up. Oh, we're in Vegas. We're in LA. Let's go.
No, there you go. See, I can't even drink. Like, if I drink on or before the flight, I'll get sick. I can't do that.
I've actually started to discover that, too. Yeah. I might be able to do one or two, or it's got to be, like, the perfect, like, time for me to get drinking. But it's, and I'm talking, like, I'm in the mood. I'm feeling good. I'm well slept, because otherwise I'm just going to start to feel sick very quickly.
I can't even do it. Like, I can't have a beer. Like, it's brutal.
Getting old sucks, Will. Welcome.
Yep.
Customer preferences.
26.
So old. Customer preferences apparently are one of the reasons that the Southwest Airlines change could be happening, because right now the only reliable way for Southwest customers to get their seating preference is to pay extra for an earlier boarding position. And so that's kind of what you guys are talking about. You don't do that. You just hop on. There are people that would pay for those seats, but most of Southwest's passengers do not. But it sounds like they are going to start, I would assume, getting closer to like tiers of boarding. You could pay $10 to be in the last tier, $30 to be in the next last tier, something like that. There's not going to be a total switch to the exact way like Delta and United and Alaska do things, but I would say it's going to be similar, right?
I think that's how a lot of airlines do. It's like, you know, the further and further you get towards the back of the plane, the cheaper some of those seats get. So I want to be in an exit row. Long. The chances of us having some, well, then let me take that back, because right now we're seeing all these issues with planes happening, but I need leg room. You know, Will and I both, Will,
we need leg room.
You what, 6'5", Will?
Yeah.
6'3". So yeah, I need some. I need to be able to stretch.
Well, see, and I'm chubby. I don't need leg room because I've got, like, the upper torso of a swimmer and the legs of a short, stubby, tiny person. But so I'm, like, way short.
You need elbow
but
room.
Yeah, it's my elbows. It's my very wide frame that needs the room. So I just don't think I've never flew Southwest. I don't think this is going to be a fun switch for anybody flying. It sounds a little bit more like the Frontier Spirit model, which is literally pay for everything. You have to pay for your ticket, and then you have to pay more to get an actual seat on the plane. It is just one of the oddest ways to buy tickets. But I understand, it's not like everybody can just dish out hundreds of dollars for a round-trip flight on a main carrier. Southwest is awesome for that reason. But it sounds like they're about to become a little less awesome, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, they're going
to
join the rest of the airlines that are, you know, charging people and, you know, robbing them for their money on a daily basis.
Good thing you already booked your ticket, Will. God.
Yeah, I know exactly how much it costs for me to fly, and it's straight through. And I'd like to say that Southwest, I love you.
Yeah, you're cool with me.
Yeah,
change my prices too bad. As long as my bags can still fly free, we're all good.
I'm going to find whichever is the cheapest spot. So if you stay the cheapest spot, we'll be good. Otherwise, Frontier, Allegiant, Spirit.
That guy's really pissed that's playing for the Lightning right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Things aren't going well for Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah, what is that, a hockey game?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They're pretty much getting
Florida Panthers smacking the Lightning 5-1. That's over. And Florida's going to win the series with that win, too. Oh, man. Yeah, airplane drama. It never stops. I was like, God, is there going to be a story today about like another plane being turned around in honor of Rob, trying to figure out if we would actually do it or not? No, but there is going to be an airline that's charging a ton more money. Not surprised. God. So you guys, I'm assuming you pay probably $100-$150 round trip to Vegas on a Southwest flight. I don't know if you've seen like the miles that it takes, like on an Alaska or like another carrier, but it's actually not too bad to go to Vegas. Like
Vegas
I do Vegas.
Is a cheap flight.
Yeah, you can do miles. I've got an Alaska Airlines credit card that I try to put all my purchases on, and essentially all the miles that, you know, we get from that we'll use for little trips. And there's really good deals out there for some of the other airlines. So I don't know, maybe some Southwest customers are gonna have to check that out. I've never flown them, but yeah, I've seen the cattle call at the airports, and I feel bad that you guys now have to be a part of that going forward. So enjoy your trip, but just don't punch anybody in the face, Will. Don't do it.
I've never fought anyone on a flight yet.
Yet.
Tiffany Gomez, though. I mean, if you want to ride with us.
Oh, baby. Get some drama in the skies. All right. Oh, man, it's been a fun show today. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
We'll finish up the club with this one.
What we got?
By the way, welcome back. Primetime, 1080, The Fan. Schulte and Rashad Taylor, Will Ortner here for Isaac, Souk, and Buck. All three of them are gone. We're wrapping it up tonight with possible Austin Powers movie sighting on the horizon. What?
Is it Mike Myers playing Austin Powers again, or is it like a reboot type thing?
It would actually be Mike Myers. So this comes from Yahoo. Austin Powers may be awakening from a cryogenic freeze once again. Franchise star Mike Myers teased the possibility of another installment in the series in a recent interview with Entertainment Tonight. When asked if there was another film in the works, he said, "I can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of such a project." But asked whether he thinks the character has more story to tell, he simply said, "Absolutely."
There have been
rumblings about this. I would say that there's probably an audience for a fourth Austin Powers, but the last one came out like a decade and a half ago, right? We're talking at least 10 years. And
Goldmember?
Yeah, and we're now in a time
it's
where
young Beyonce.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago.
We're now in a time where those kinds of movies, just because of the raunchiness of it, some of the jokes, some of the crassness, just doesn't hit the same way nowadays. You can't really make them. It's surprising to me that we're even talking about this. I would assume if it does go through, it's going to be made in a different way. And it kind of got me thinking about all the other movies that are just hilarious, but you couldn't make today.
22 years ago, the last Austin Powers was made.
2003?
2002.
I think you could make this movie.
Yeah. You think so?
I mean, I just think it has to be funny. Like, you know, right. I think, I'll be real, there's a lot of comedians, a lot of stuff that was funny back then that got away with being funny for being just overly offensive or anything like that. It wasn't funny. It was just like, but now hopefully you've got some writers that are a little smarter about how to write things and everything. So I don't know. I think it could work. I just don't know if I'd need another. Austin Powers was really cool in 1997, 98 when it first came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think now that a lot of us are older, all of us are older now, like at least 22 years older from the last movie, then I don't know how well that works.
I'll watch it and enjoy it, but most of their best bits were, you know, like he's holding on to Dr. Evil and Dr. Evil's pants fall and "I thought you were crazy, but now I just see your nuts." Like, that's funny, right? Like, he sees the guy with the mole and he, "Guacamole," and he keeps mentioning the mole. Like, I don't think that this is one where you'd have to worry of, like, that's not going to fly
there's
anymore.
A lot of innuendo.
Did we like Dumb and Dumber 2?
Dumb and Dumber 2 sucked.
Yeah, that was terrible.
And that's my fear, is that, you know, here's a great franchise, quote unquote, and Austin Powers that you could potentially mess up. Bad Boys 3 made 13, 14 years after the initial or after the second movie. Okay, still works. But yeah, I don't know if Austin Powers culturally, you know, in this kind of context works anymore.
We'll see. I just wonder if it's in the same category as like a White Chicks or as like an American Pie movie. I just don't know. Oh, man, we covered a lot today, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. It was a blast trying to unpack a busy weekend in sports. Rashad, love you. Appreciate you for coming to hang with me.
Appreciate you, my dude.
And most importantly, thank you, Will Ortner, for doing all the heavy lifting. He's actually going to be in the second chair tomorrow with Patrick Harris. Make sure you turn into Dirt and Sprague. They'll be back here at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Thanks again. Have a great night, everybody. You've been listening to Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Friendships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.